Cities and Memories is a project that kind of partially aims to help people listen to the world around them and maybe listen a little bit differently. So it's a global sound map, but in every location there are two sounds. So you've got the field recording of what the place actually sounds like, and then you've got a remixed or reimagined version, which is where a musician or an artist has taken that sound and put a creative twist on it and created something new and musical out of it. And we hope that through this approach, it will kind of help people to kind of listen to the world a little bit more closely and appreciate the sounds around them maybe a little more.
And you're focusing now on places of worship. Why is that?
I think sacred spaces are really, really interesting. Well, number one, they're very beautiful sounds quite often. And number two, we can all relate to them. And they kind of mark out our lives, you know, every stage of our lives. You can, whatever, you know, country you live in or whatever religion you subscribe to, there are sacred sounds that kind of mark out the stages of your day, the stages of your year and the stages of your life. And so they're with us at all times. So I think that's very interesting, very powerful. And what I was expecting at the beginning of the project was that the listening to all the sounds would draw out differences between religions. But what I actually found was it drew out more similarities in the way that different religions, use sounds, if spiritually.
Because it's a fundamental part of the human condition, isn't it? To
Absolutely.
Respond to sounds, to music. Let's hear one of the sounds that you've dealt with it. You've not just recorded it, but you've got somebody to do something with it. Tell us about this Italian church.
Yeah, so this is a remixed version that I've done of some bells in a small town called Villa del Conte in northern Italy, where I've spent a lot of time. And the interesting thing about the bells there is that they ring three times a day. So they ring in the morning and they ring at lunchtime. And this one that you hear now is ringing at 9 o'clock at night. It's called Campana della Sera. And it basically tells people it's time to go to bed now. And until very recently, that was something that had to be done manually. So my partner's grandfather would actually have to cycle to the church three times a day to ring the bell at the appropriate time. If you ask anyone that lives in that town, they could do the kind of Coke Pepsi test on that bell, and they could identify the sound of their particular village bell over any other bell absolutely instantly. It's kind of like a hairs on the back of the neck moment for them, that they can pick this out, and it becomes so individual and so personalized to them. It's almost like an auxiliary heartbeat or like the fingerprint of the town to hear this bell sound.
Well, that's a Christian church, an Italian church. What about other faiths?
Yeah, and so the project, we've covered as many faiths as we can through the contributions of field recordists and artists around the world who have sent us sound. So there are, for example, calls to prayer in mosques. We've got something from Jewish funeral home, and we've got prayer wheels, we've got Buddhist temples. And I think another clip that's really interesting is something I'd not come across before, which is called an Icaro song, which is something that's sung in particular Amazonian provinces in Peru. And it's sung by a shaman in order to, I think, invoke power from the plants and vegetation so that they can then go on to... It's where they get the healing power from. So they sing this Icaro in order to strengthen the power that they get from plants and vegetation so that they can heal better and perform their duties better.
Cristo y la vida, que aguas que están brotando, agua de vida saludable para mí.
That's a wonderful sound. Stuart, do you want more contributions? Are you looking for more help with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a global project. We've got 60 countries on the map so far, and we're always looking for more sounds, particularly from areas of the world where maybe there are fewer people field recording, and maybe all they need to do is pick up their iPhone and just record the sounds around them. So, you know, Africa, the Middle East, South America, those are particularly areas where there's incredible density of beautiful sounds, but fewer people actually, I think, going out and recording them. So that would be great. And if anyone does want to hear the project and get in touch with us, then they can just visit citiesandmemory.com.
Cuida mi alma, cuida mi ser, cuida mi alma, cuida mi ser.